Soon there may be less grass on America's front yard, under plans being considered to make the turf better on the National Mall and provide space for events. Under these plans, two square grass panels near the Smithsonian Metro Station would be covered with gravel to host events. The Washington Examiner reports gravel walkways along the mall would also be widened.
One of the warmest winters we've had on record, and it feels like spring has come early to us, though this weekend will be a little on the cool side. Joining us now, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath. We are beginning to notice some of the signs of spring. It seems a little premature.
Yeah, but I have seen daffodils in full bloom in many areas of D.C. So it is premature. This could still be a fall spring, but these flowers pop at a certain temperature, and they're going to pop, and luckily they can withstand freezing cold temperatures afterwards.
That's good to hear, because we got the word yesterday that the cherry blossoms, they didn't anticipate any concern there, and so it's nice to know that our own plants and trees shouldn't have to worry about it as well.
Well, there's a little bit more concern with flowering trees. Those blossoms are a bit more fragile than these spring bulbs. And if we get a freeze right after those flowers open, or if we get a heavy rain, or just as bad would be a really intense heat wave, that'll limit the length of the show. And the length of the show is what we're really going for. We want 2-3 solid weeks of peak bloom whenever it comes. We don't want a 3-day wonder.
All right, Mike. Mike McGrath, our WTOP garden editor, here with us this time each Friday.